The COAG Health Council's exemption allows private midwives to continue to assist home births while uninsured. The extension of the legislation, however, will expire in 2019, deeming private midwives liable and making it illegal for them to assist women during home births. Currently, only one insurance company covers private midwives in home birthing situations, but it only insures care before and after birth, not during. The exemption legislation currently covers that gap to allow private midwives to help during the birthing process. A recent study by Western Sydney University Head of Midwifery and previous President of the Australian College of Midwives, Professor Hannah Darlan, found that there is a small but increasing number of women turning to free birth in the absence of private midwives.
We have the situation coming up in December 2019, where if an insurance product is not found to cover the home birth aspect of birth, which has not been available since 2002, due to the legislation requirements for midwives, it would mean essentially that home birth midwives would be providing care against their registration regulation. They could be prosecuted, they could be deregistered, or they could even end up in jail.
Free birthing involves giving birth outside a hospital or medical facility without any medical assistance at all. This unassisted practice is likely to take home birthing's place if private midwives are forced out of the picture. The shortage of insurance options is already forcing midwives to leave the private sector, with Professor Darlan's recent study also showing only 241 midwives out of more than 28,000 registered in Australia attended a home birth in 2015. Professor Darlan also said that our attitude towards home birth is outdated in comparison to other parts of the world, and that it's forcing women to seek other options, such as free birth, if they can't find an available midwife or the financial means.
They seek a private midwife, they find that the midwife may say, no, look, I'm not willing to support your home birth because I'm worried about getting reported again to the Nurses and Midwives Board, or the woman can't afford that midwife, or the midwife's got her books full, so that the woman then goes, okay, now who else can I get to attend my birth? So then she starts looking for a birth worker. She may find a birth worker, they have varying kinds of skills and training, and the woman may not fully be aware of what level of skill they have. And then if she can't even find that, then she may decide to read a few books, buy a few products online, and do it with her and her partner.
Planned home birthing is currently not well supported in Australia's medical industry, and this is highlighted by the lack of public health funding and insurance cover for medical professionals trying to assist, such as midwives. Several other countries, such as the UK and the Netherlands, have in place legislation and policies to support low-risk women who are turning to planned home births. Yet Australia is lagging behind, and Professor Darlan thinks there is a need for change fast.
We've got countries in the world that do this so well. You know, New Zealand has a 5% home birth rate, and it is fully accessible if you want to birth at home, in a freestanding midwife unit, or in hospital. The choice is women's. You know, the Netherlands got a 20% home birth rate. They got some excellent outcomes and one of the lowest cesarean sections in the world. You know, America's even got a higher home birth rate than us, and Canada's home birth rate is rising, and the UK's got a well-established home birth program. So we are really out of step with the world and how we see women's bodies and giving birth, and I think we need to do something and we need to fix it fast.
If legislation isn't changed, women will turn to free birthing to avoid another traumatic experience in a hospital, with unregulated birth workers or their untrained partners assisting them to give birth. UTS Professor of Midwifery and Fellow of the Australian College of Midwives, Marilyn Forher, warned that we should not be putting restrictions and limitations on birthing choices for Australian women.
Being limited for women and options are being limited for midwives as to where they can work. This is clearly going to drive women to either limiting their choices, or if they still want to have a home birth, and there are many reasons for why women want to have a home birth, they will look for possibly unqualified practitioners or just do it themselves without any practitioner to assist them.
A small number of women seem to agree with Professor Forher, with the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare finding in their Mothers and Babies report that 923 women gave birth at home in 2014, although that figure is likely to be higher as not all home births are reported. Professor Forher also said a new agreement needs to be sorted out soon to ensure that home birth remains a safe option for pregnant mothers in the future.
We have a very strange situation in Australia where the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists has simply said, we're not going to support it in any way, shape, whatsoever. Well, that's kind one professional body dictating to a whole section of the community saying, you can't do that. You're naughty girls if you do. Come on, this is the 21st century. We need to get down and sit around the table together and sort it out.
The Australian Medical Association and the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists currently do not endorse planned home birth. Both were unable to comment, with the Royal College stating they are currently reviewing their report on home births.